he had more experience. Anyway, they got after me to come in there and go to work. He told me nearly every night when I'd get home, I'd build an ice plant of Oak Lake. Come on out there and go to work for me. I'd tell him, well, wait till I get through this ice house and I'll be in there. Well, when are you going to get through? Well, I don't know, but I'll get through as soon as I can. I didn't know how much more they're going to want me to do out there, you know. I was going to stay there as long as they paid me and wanted me to work. When I had a brother, a buddy working with me, name was Sims, Herbert Sims. He's dead and gone. But he was calling for both of us, trying to get us in there. We went in there. And then I got acquainted with his boss. I told him, I said, Mr. Howe, I kind of believe I'd like to stay out here and learn to be a millwright. He said, you think you'd like that? I said, yeah. And you know, there wasn't no time. They had me doing the pipe work, running pipelines and building everything. And then I finally got to be a labor foreman. I was working a lot of labor out in the yard, cleaning the yard up, cutting weeds, and cutting grass, anything I needed to be have done, they'd tell me what to do, and I'd take them and go do it. And I'd move machinery in the mill. He'd say, Fred, we got to move that Lenin's machine down there this weekend. How many men you want? I'd say, well, how far are you going to move? He'd say, you tell me, show me where you're going to set it. Maybe it'd be a sticker, maybe it'd be a planer or shapers or double end machine or something like that. Drill presses, something.
So you had a machine?
Just any kind of machine. So I'd tell him how many. He'd say, well, I'll get a couple more than that. I want you to have plenty of help. I said, well, I can do better without too many. Too many gets in my way. There's always some loafing on the job when you got too many. They won't do their part. I just rather have just what I wanted. And then he got to saying, well, get what help you want. I'd pick them up. I had a bunch there I could take in maybe. Now bring that machine right over here. And I marked off a piece of chalk. Set it right there. There. He'd just grab that machine and drag it over. He thought I'd have to take a rope block or a chain horse or something and move it. I showed him how to handle. Just lighten the front end a little bit and the other back there pushing it, just scoot right on over that.
And what was the name of this company?
Pekin Wood Products. It was a Chrysler Corporation. Bought an old cooperage company and was making barrel heading out there and staves.